Say you've grown up with certain songs in your head, hymns maybe, Amazing Grace, Just As I Am. Then one day, completely out of context, they make more sense to you than ever before. This was Warren Holloman's experience, and one that he shared at a Moth Story Slam in Houston, Texas, in the USA. The theme for this one was firsts.
I'm going to tell you about my first visit to a gay bar. Come to think of it, it was pretty much my first visit to any bar. I was raised a Southern Baptist. And if you were raised a Southern Baptist, you know that there are church people and bar people, and the two usually don't come together. Well, it was about 20 years ago, and I was taking a class at University of Houston, and the assignment was to film a series of role plays, family role plays. And most students recruited other classmates to do the role plays. But I had a friend who was an actor, or at least a former actor, and I thought, wow, mine could be really good if I would recruit him. My friend Grant had actually been a professor of drama at University of Houston, and he had been in movies. He was the rather inept team chaplain for the Dallas Cowboys in the movie North Dallas 40, if you saw that one. But Grant was in his later years, in his 70s. He had fallen on hard times. His health was poor. He was short on funds, and I thought, well, he can help my role play a lot, and I can help him by compensating him financially a little bit. Excuse me. So we did the role play. It went very well. And then it came time to pay him. He paused and he said, he had this sort of mischievous look on his face, and he said, you know, what I'd really like you to do is take me out for a couple of beers. Well, we headed down Greenbrier at his direction, and he had me turn left into a parking lot just north of Holcomb. If you're my age or older, you know that's the site of the Briar Patch, Houston's first gay bar. And by that time, there were other gay bars, but this was the one that, that older men preferred. And as we entered the door, Grant was thrilled. He was in poor health, but you wouldn't have known it for the next 2 hours. And his eyes were twinkling, and I was happily heterosexual, as he knew, but little did I know that he was now recruiting me for a little role play that he was designing. In this role play, there would be this aging, queenish, gay man and his younger lover. And he took me around that bar, introducing me to all of his friends, whom I never could see because it was so dark and so smoky. But eventually my eyes adjusted, and there was a piano bar. And at a given moment, the pianist started playing Broadway show tunes. And the men in there knew every word to every song. And I tried to pretend that I knew the words to the songs, and I actually loved it. I've never been in a place where there was so much sort of joy and camaraderie. And at one point, though, they asked me to come sit down on the piano bench, and they tributed a song to me. There was some Broadway show tune about an old man who took a young lover. And they changed the words from girlfriend to boyfriend. And so I got to be the feature of that song. And once again, Grant was loving this role play. And then the tone shifted and the tunes shifted. And instead of Broadway show tunes, they were suddenly playing Baptist hymns. I'm not kidding, Baptist hymns. And I knew all the words to those. And so, but the thing was, the words for the first time started making sense. I mean, this Just As I Am, did anyone grow up singing that one? Wow, those men knew the theology of that song and what it really meant. And Amazing Grace, there was a line, through many dangers, toils, and snares, and hardships, I have already come, but grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will bring me home. And I thought, wow, these songs are beginning to make some sense. And then, and I started thinking, maybe this bar-church divide isn't. I began to think, I'm in a real church now. These men had been ostracized, you know, from most churches, and they had created one there. And the last song sounded like a hymn. There was a very reverent tone, but it wasn't, I couldn't place it. And when they started singing the words, I realized it was that song from West Side Story that was about a young couple, heterosexual couple in West Side, who could not really love the one they loved and be the person they were because of prejudice and that sort of thing. And wow, and tears were coming down my eyes. And it wasn't because of all that cigarette smoke in the room either. And I just saw the last few lines haunt me to this day. There's a place for us, somewhere a place for us. And then someday a time for us. Take my hand and I'll take you there. Hold my hand, we're halfway there. Somehow, some way, somewhere. Wow. That was one of the last times I spent significant time with Grant. He died not too much after that. And I've always been grateful because I felt like he showed me that place. And a Southern Baptist, having been raised a Southern Baptist, I suddenly felt for the first time I really got a glimpse of heaven in that bar.
And Warren Holloman, finding spiritual meaning in an unexpected place, told that story at the Moth Live Storytelling in Houston, Texas.